I want to talk to y'all today about the difference between promoting and marketing. So promotion is basically creating awareness, creating visibility, being able to expand the knowledge of what you're trying to do, whether if it's a song, a service, a product, a nonprofit organization, or just simply content. That's promotion. It's creating a visual eye towards something that you're doing. Now, when it comes to marketing, it's different because marketing, your outcome is not to just create awareness. It's not to just create views. It's not to just create, you know, that exposure and visibility. It's more of getting sales and being able to get partnerships or deals or being able to get an influencer, ambassador, record deal, whatever it is that you're doing. Marketing is supposed to have an outcome beyond just being able to be searchable, being able to be found. It's to see something out of what you're producing. So if you're trying to get people to see your body butter or see your t-shirt line, that's great and dandy, but you also want them to buy. So that's when you change your promotion to marketing. So yeah, I want you to see my product, but still, while you're looking at my product, make sure that you purchase on my website or you look at the influencer who's wearing my brand. Being able to market is to have a revenue outcome majority of the time. Yes, it can be to create a partnership, a business deal, an agreement, anything like that, but that's still an ending goal over visualization, over being able to be seen. So promotion is focusing on being seen, being able to create awareness, being able to create that visibility, being able to say, yeah, I've seen that. But marketing is to be able to say, I have that, you know, I purchased this, I bought this, because they marketed it to me properly. Yeah, somebody can show me it. Ooh, look at this. Okay, after I look at it, now what am I doing? You know, what am I supposed to do after I look at it? What's the next step? And that's what you need to focus on when it comes to marketing. Don't just show people, tell them what it is, tell them why it benefits them, tell them how it can help them or others around them, and tell them why it's essential to their lifestyle. Know the difference between promoting and marketing. If you're promoting and you're getting the views and if you're trying to market and you're getting the views and the looks and the likes that you're looking for, you're promoting. That's just plain and simple. You're not marketing, because marketing has an avenue. It has a CTA, which is a call to action. It has something at the end where something is being done to benefit the person who is putting this product or service, video, song, whatever it is, building, whatever it is out there. So when you market, you need to make sure that you have an ending goal. I want to market these shirts to be able to sell 50. So to be able to sell 50, what do I need to do? You can create a visual aid. Yeah, that's fine. But after you create your visual aid, what do you want the people who saw the video or the picture to do? What exactly do you want the ending outcome to be from looking at it? So make sure you know the difference between whether you're about to promote this post, this video, this link, or if you're about to market this post, this video, this link. Hey, Royal Boss fam, and welcome back to Business Tea with Tay. I know I have so many different intros, but I really wanted to come on here and do this segment because I know I've talked about promotion and marketing before and the difference, but I want to hit on it just a little bit more because I continue to see posts that say, oh, I've been posting or I've been promoting and I'm not getting any sales. And if you're promoting and posting, why would you expect sales? That's not the ending goal of promoting. Promoting is to cause awareness, is to create and increase visibility and exposure. Marketing is where you create your conversions, where you create your sales, your add to carts, your email signups. That's marketing. So first, are you marketing? Are you promoting? Promoting is maybe doing the same post, the same item 3-4 times a week and hoping that you make a sale. That's promoting. You're not doing anything strategic. You haven't thought about your placement, your time, who's going to see it, why they need to see it at this time. That's marketing. You have to sit down and really think about that. And a lot of people don't want to put the work into marketing. They really just want to post their stuff and just get millions and millions of dollars worth of sales. But if you really put nothing into your business to generate those sales, then you're going to get nothing out of it. That means, yes, you may have posted a TikTok, posted a video, posted a picture, but that's not effort. I mean, you're just trial and erroring. You're just seeing what works. Hopefully this will catch wind. That's not marketing either. That's begging and that's
You know, that's praying and hoping that something happens. Marketing is saying, okay, I know that I'm going to send out an email blast on the 1st and the 15th. Inside these email blasts, I'm going to have 2 coupons, and then I'm going to have one buy one, get one off. So I know at the end of these goals, I'm going to have converted at least 15% from my opens. And that's 15% of your opener. So let's just say you have 500 people that view your emails. 15% of those people are going to be converting. And you know that because you've already tried this method already. If you continue to try things that don't work, and you wonder why they're not working and not going back to the table to figure out why they didn't work. So for example, if you're posting videos on social media, but you're not getting any attraction, you're not getting any views, you're not getting any likes, but you still try to do that for your quote unquote marketing, but you haven't figured out what the issue is, why would you continue to do that? You need to sit down and really think, look at your analytics. Okay, who's viewing your videos, boys or girls? Who's your target audience, boys or girls? I'm sorry, men or women, boys or girls. I'm sorry, whatever your business is. Who's your target audience? The age that's viewing your videos, is that your target audience's demographic? Are you using the correct hashtags? Are you posting during the time that your audience is most engaged? Those all go into marketing to be able to know, yes, when I post this video and I present this information in this video, 9 times out of 10, every time I post, I get at least one DM or I get at least one purchase. Then you know that marketing tactic works for your business. If you post a TikTok on Monday, you post a video to Facebook on Wednesday, and then you send out an email on Friday and none of them have converted, you need to literally sit down and figure out why none of them have converted. Don't just move on to Pinterest, YouTube, and Twitter now. You haven't done shit to figure out why your business is not converting. And people really think that, okay, well, I'm going to post on social media that I'm not making any sales, and then hopefully somebody will give me the control ABC button so that I can start generating millions. That's not how it works. You're not able to generate millions unless you know how to generate $1. If you can't generate $1 from your business every single time you put yourself out there, then there's an issue. And I'm not saying just $1 in general, but if every time you go out there, you don't know what type of sales you're going to make, that's a problem. You're not marketing correctly. You're just out there on a whim. And just because you are making sales, you have to know where your sales are coming from to be able to generate and double and triple those sales. And I know I've told you guys this before, and I've talked about it in some of my other podcast segments, but I really want everybody to get serious. Really think about it. Are you giving your all when it comes to your business? Are you truly sitting down and putting in the effort? When was the last time you did a full business audit for your business? Have you ever done a business audit for your business? Do you know what a business audit is? It's going to look over from your head to your toes of everything that you've been presenting, everything that you're looking to get done with your business. That's from your logo to your website, your landing pages, all the way up into your contracts, your contact methods for your clientele and customers. That's a business audit. You have to literally sit down monthly and figure out what's been working in your business and what hasn't. And you can't continue to go on and say, I haven't made any sales, or I don't know why, if you haven't tried. And then on top of that, if you've tried and you've tried your ass off, and I'm saying you've tried to the point where you cry and you just don't know what to do, you want to throw in a towel, hire somebody. Stop being cheap. Give a fuck about your success. Hire somebody that can help you. You don't have, first of all, you can't be successful on your own. Nobody's ever successful on your own. You're like, oh, there's people who are self-made millionaires. Yeah, self-made does not mean did it on my own. Self-made means I put in the effort to make me get to where I had to get to. Yes, I went to a bank and opened up a bank account. Yes, I had to hire somebody to do my logo. Yes, I had to hire somebody to create my website. I'm still self-made, but I had help on the way. Don't think that self-made means 150% by yourself, because that's not what it means. It means that you're smart enough to know what it takes and how to properly execute what it takes in order for you to reach your ultimate goals. So if you're not willing and you're not in the predicament to hire somebody, then you need to do some research on your own. And that means 4 to 6 months of research, not 2 to 3 weeks of looking up YouTube videos. Honestly, it's time to, if you really want to be successful, it's time to just be successful. It's time to stop trying. Sorry, guys, I literally killed a bug in my car. It's time to stop waiting and wanting to be successful and start creating it. So again, this is your business genie. I'm just letting you know that if you're putting in minimal effort and you're calling it maximum effort, you're never going to be able to see that rainbow at the end of the storm.